Welcome to Echoes from the Empire.
Hello and welcome to our caption after the daily news. Today we want to inform you about the bad situation and the cruel injustice in Congo. The story seems to be very tough, but this is the situation in Congo. Ivory and slave trade are two things that are closely linked to the maintaining the empire. Our reporter asked around and got two very interesting interviews. But first we'd like to tell you some impressions of our reporter G.W. Johnson. He told us about the bad living conditions. Especially frightening was the behavior against the native population, he told us. Injustice and oppression are normal. The grievances are heavy, and in our opinion a man called Makola is part of the problem.
Well, hello Collier, hello Kale. How are you? Hello Mr. Johnson, you are fine, thank you. So, you two live in charge of the trading station in the Belgian Congo in Africa, right? Could you please describe yourself and your living circumstances in the trading post so our listeners can get an impression of who you are? Yes, that's right. So, we are two white European men and my name is Kalu. I'm the tall assistant of Kayet. So, my name is, as you said, Kayet, and I am Kalu's boss. In contrast to him, I'm a little bit smaller and a bit fatter. You have to see who's the boss, right? We live in a large building at the station. There's a living room and a bedroom for each of us. The bedrooms are a little untidy because we are a little bit lazy. That is why the blank floors are littered with boxes, shoes and dirty things. Okay, so we got a little impression of you two and your life. But how did you become leaders of this trading station in Africa? At the beginning, there was an unsuccessful painter who had planned and had watched the construction of this outpost of progress. He had been the first chief of that station, but he died of fever so Makola dwelt alone. At any rate, the director of the great trading company, coming up in a steamer, found the station in a good order and Makola, as usual, quietly diligent. The director had the gross put up over the first agent's grave and appointed me to the post. Kalir was told off a second in charge. You see us as the two pioneers of trade and progress, and think that Makola as a nigger is not really the right person to lead an outpost of progress. That is why we are assigned to a trading post in a remote part of the African jungle. Very interesting. But how is the new job? You said you two were a little bit lazy. Doesn't this influence your work? Of course, we had some fears also because of the dry and hot climate, but we learned to deal with the whole situation. Despite our current laziness, we worked very hard in the beginning. We had the dream to become rich with ivory. But after 2 months, both of us reminded about the good old times at home, and we wondered why we decided to come here, and we became a bit melancholic. Everything around us becomes senseless. Yeah, okay, but I heard something that Makola became the new leader. What is this about? One day Makola, our bookkeeper, initiated an exchange of slaves for ivory. Initially we didn't realize this was an actual slave deal, then we were stunned and scandalized by this idea. Yet, eventually, we accepted the deal and added Makola for his huge profit. But after this change, we were both continuously plagued by diseases and become very weak physically. And so Makola somehow became the new leader without our knowledge. Our laziness increased even more. We were not supported by the natives anymore because some of them had been taken away by the black strangers, so Gobila's people didn't trust us anymore. Well, your laziness seems to be a big problem, I think. So what now? So there's a big problem. The steamer with the director is late and we don't have much food. The only things left are coffee, rice and some lumps of sugar. In addition, we are also not supported by the natives anymore. I just hope the steamer will come soon.
In the following, we will hear an interview between our reporter G.W. Johnson and Mr. Henry Price.
Hello, Mr. Price. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Johnson. I'm fine, and how are you? But please call me Mekola. I prefer my African name.
I heard you sold black workers to equally black strangers. What do you have to say about this?
Yes, that's right. It's very profitable, and the new agents of the outpost don't care about it.
Yeah, but one would think you'd have a personal conflict with this, because in a different place, this could be you being sold.
A little bit, but I have a family and the times are hard, and this is a good opportunity to earn much money.
A family?
Yes, I am father and married to a lovely woman.
That sounds really contradictory, though. On the one, the caring father, and on the other hand, the slave trader?
I like to think of it as an adaptable double identity. It's true, I have adapted to what white people have taught me by their own behavior, but only to survive. What should I do? The influences of colonization are too strong. I mean, just look at Father Gubilla, who loves all white men, or at his tribe, who provide food for the colonial agents. I was like them before, but I got neither the respect nor the gratitude that I deserved. I might even have been sold as a slave, as you said. This would have meant being displaced and uprooted, having my health ruined, and ending up feeling alienated. So I decided to watch and learn from the colonizers so I wouldn't become a victim.
So you decided to rather be a victimizer than the victim? How brave of you.
Well, no. The victimizers are the black men who came to the compound to trade ivory for black workers, the station men. I didn't buy people. I just bought ivory. I am just trying to do what the white people taught me to do. I just have the impression that I do this job way better than the white agents that kept sending here. I mean, just look at the last ones we got. They would let me do whatever I wanted, and didn't even realize what was happening around them.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Mekola, for your insights. Have a nice day.
This was the interview between the slave trader Mekola and our reporter. Additionally, our reporter had an occasion to interview the agents Chaos and Carlier before they were killed under tragic circumstances, one killing the other and the committing suicide on the very cross under which their predecessor was buried. He is said to have hung there, tongue hanging out of his mouth, as if he was mocking the Empire.
Thanks for listening to Echoes from the Empire.